Touring the web with NVDA. In the first three chapters of this tutorial, we talked about NVDA features, basic commands, and all about objects and object navigation. In part four of NVDA tutorial, we will examine one of the applications of these basic commands. We will take a look at how to tour the web using NVDA, including focus and browse modes, first data navigation, objects in websites, and miscellaneous commands available to you, such as the list, the elements list, and how to toggle screen layout. Due to the length of this tutorial, this tutorial is divided into two parts. The first half will talk about focus versus browse mode and first data navigation, with extensive examples of those. In the second half, we'll talk about the elements list, embedded objects in websites such as flash content, and miscellaneous commands, again with some examples. So, let's dive in to the first half of NVDA tutorial number 4. Supported web browsers and features. NVDA supports a number of well-known web browsers. These include popular ones such as Internet Explorer and Firefox, as well as Chrome and its derivatives. Many users use Firefox, and NVAccess recommends using Firefox for web browsing purposes. People also had successes with Internet Explorer, and some people use Chrome. Accessibility of Chrome and the derivatives depends on how the web developer wrote it and whether web browsers expose some accessibility APIs so that NVDA can follow along with it. And for part 4, I'll be using Internet Explorer 10 running on Windows 8 for demonstrations. For web browsing features, NVDA supports basic features such as reading the web page using the arrow keys, using system characters, tabbing through links, and interacting with input controls such as forms, combo boxes, edit boxes, and so forth. NVDA also allows looking up list of links, headings, and landmarks. It also supports jumping to specific web element using first letter navigation or first letter shortcut keys. But not only so, NVDA boasts rich support for embedded objects, which are mostly flash content, web dialogues, and web applications. It also supports long descriptions. These are text that surrounds the link, such as images and graphics, and allows a visitor to read more information about a given graphic, mostly charts and graphs and so forth. And NVDA allows you to read the web page using old style, that is, links on separate lines, or allows you to view what the page looks like on screen, such as links and text goes on the same line, multiple links on the same line, and so forth.
Getting started with basic web browsing. So let's get started with web browsing, shall we? For this demonstration, I'll be using Internet Explorer 10 running on Windows 8. You may be using your browser of choice. Could be other versions of Internet Explorer, could be Chrome, could be Firefox, or other kind of web browser out there. So I'll launch Internet Explorer.
Taskbar, Windows Internet Explorer, http://searchedit:blank.
Now, you heard a few things. You heard Windows Internet Explorer, and you heard the address briefly. And then you heard sort of kind of a typing sound. Now, let me increase the volume a bit. So you might have heard of a little bit of typing sound, and that indicates that you can type text into a form field. The sound you heard, the typing sound, indicates that you're in focus mode. Focus mode means that you can interact with forms. It is equivalent to forms mode on other screen readers. And you can actually toggle between focus mode and what's called browse mode. Browse mode is used when you navigate web pages using first letter navigation and so forth. When you're in a form, to exit to browse mode, press escape. You heard that little beep right there. To toggle between focus mode and browse mode, press NVDA and spacebar. Now the typing sound was browse focus mode and the beep was browse mode. So focus mode, browse mode. Now you can use any standard keys to read the web page. You can use tab to move through links and form fields. You can press enter on the link to open it. If for IE7 or later, you can press control enter to open in a new tab. Press shift enter to open a new window and so forth. You can use arrow keys to read a web page. You can use review cursor to read a web page as well using numpad keys, at least on desktop version. So let's go through a number of examples. Right now, my homepage is Google, so let me search for one thing. I turned off speak type characters.
NVDA and Braille displays Google search. Link go to Google Home. List with 11 items visited. Link you. Link search. Link images. Link maps. Link play. Link YouTube.
Now, I searched for NVDA and Braille displays, and then so you can to show that you can actually focus mode to type things. And then after you type things, you'll be placed back at browse mode when the new page loads. By default, NVDA reads the content of the new page as it finished loading. And then you can actually toggle this feature. And also, by default, NVDA shows you the web page as it appears on screen. For example, you can have several links on one line. You can actually toggle that to go back to the old days where older screen readers would show links by themselves. I just say one link per line if it encounters a link. So let's go through reading some text. I'll be using NVDA and down arrow key to read the Google page that appeared.
Out of list. List with 11 items. Link play. Link YouTube. Link news. Link Gmail. Link Drive. Link calendar. Submenu. Link more. Translate. Mobile. Books. Offers. Wallet. Shopping. Blogger. Reader. Finance. Photos. Videos. Even more out of list. Link go to Google Home. Link. Edit NVDA and Braille displays. Button Google search. List with 3 items. Link sign in. Out of list. Link screen reader users. Click here to turn off Google Instant. Navigation left.
And so forth. So what I did was I pressed NVDA and down arrow key, not a numpad down arrow, but the extended down arrow key to read the text of the website. As you'll find out later, there are alphabetical keys you can use to go through web elements. So I'll go back to top.
Out of list link, go to Google Home.
To demonstrate one of them, which is something that you can use throughout your browsing session, and I'm sure this is one of the common ones that you might be using. So suppose you're on a web page, just like Google's, when you see the search results, you know that each search result is a heading. So is there a command to move to headings? There is. To move to the next heading, press H key.
Main landmark search results heading level 2.
H.
List with 11 items blog. Alva BC 640/680 Braille display driver now in NVDA. NVDA link heading level 3.
H.
937 native driver for Bond Braille displays NVDA link heading 2452 H. Braille display driver for Sika 40/80 NVDA link heading level 3. NVDA 2012.3.1 user guide link heading level 3.
And so forth. So I'm pressing H to move to the heading. I'll press Shift H and
2452 Braille display driver for Sika 40/937 native driver for Bond Braille displays blog Alva BC 640.
Notice that it's moving backwards. I'm sure something might be clicking in your head at this point. So if I press just an alphabetical key, just the letter H, for instance, I'm moving forward. If I press Shift along with it, I'm moving backward. So H for next heading, Shift H for previous heading. And eventually, I'll get, if I press Shift H several times more.
Out of list search result, no previous heading.
No previous heading. And if I keep pressing H several times.
Out of list with no next heading.
No next heading, which means there's no more heading on a page.
Out of list.
On web pages, there are 6 levels of heading that's possible. The level 1 being the largest heading, and level 6 being the smallest. And there are keys you can use that to move between the levels, if you know the specific level of heading. But enough of first letter navigation for now. We'll come back to first letter navigation in the next segment. Now, let's visit some web pages.
Address insert.
In increasing complexity, the first page we'll visit is...
Selection removed. Selection removed. YouTube. Link graphic YouTube home. Buttons. Search edit. Blank. YouTube now, document.
There are a number of apps out there for iOS, for Android, and other platforms which you can use to view YouTube videos. YouTube is a online video site you can view hundreds and thousands of videos online. There's like millions and billions now of these. These use what's called Flash objects to show movies. We'll come back to working with Flash when we talk about objects, embedded objects on websites. That was one example. We'll come back to that later. Let's go to another site.
Address.
This site has gained some notoriety these days because of privacy concerns, and mostly because there were words that full site doesn't work, but mobile site works best. I'm sure you might get an idea what you're what I'm talking about. If I press enter on the social network,
selection removed. Facebook. Banner landmark heading level 1 visited link face button submenu 0 messages.
I would say I can safely claim that full version of Facebook works well with screen readers, including NVDA. NVDA, you can interact with most features of Facebook, such as writing wall posts, commenting on your friends' news feed, and chatting with friends on Facebook. I'm not using mobile version. I'm using the full version of Facebook with NVDA. Let's go to another site.
Address. Selection.
This time to NVDA project webpage, www.nvda-project.org.
Selection removed. NVDA. Banner landmark visited link graphic NVDA logo. Search landmark edit button search. Link graphic donate. Navigation landmark list with 7 items visited link.
So forth. So we're now at the NVDA homepage. And then let's press H to move to the headings.
Welcome to the home of NVDA. Link to this section. Heading level 1. Heading level 1. Welcome to the home of NVDA. Link to this section. Non-visual desktop access. NVDA is a free and open source screen reader for the Microsoft Windows operating system. Providing feedback via synthetic speech and braille, it enables blind or vision impaired people to access computers running Windows for no more cost than a sighted person. Major feature.
And so forth. What I did was I pressed NVDA and down arrow to read the screen, the web page. There is no command in NVDA to view the address of the current web page. So you have to go to address bar to look up the address of the current web page. In some instances, the title bar shows you the address of the web page. And basic NVDA commands are also available here, such as NVDA down arrow, as you saw. NVDA T to read the title, NVDA with the end key to read the status bar, and so forth. So, to enhance experience of web browsing, we can use first letter navigation to jump to specific elements. And we'll come back with some examples of shortcut keys and what kind of elements out there that make up a web page. First letter navigation. By now, I'm sure you might get a feel of how to actually sort of start the browser and how to navigate basic pages using arrow keys and whatnot. But what makes web truly come alive would be ability to navigate between web elements. A web element can be thought of as an object or certain things that make up a website. It could include a heading to show the section name. It could include a frame to show a window within a web page. It could range from a link that points you to a different profile of a different web page. It could range from that all the way to lists, to graphics, to tables, lists, and all the way up to embedded objects. Embedded objects would be Flash content, web page dialogues, and web applications. So let's learn about first letter navigation. If you used screen readers before, such as for some of you, you may recall that you can use alphabet keys on the keyboard to move to a specific web element. For those who are new to NVDA or to screen readers in general, you can think of the alphabet letters as sort of like a guide or like a shortcut key that indicates type of element you wish to jump forward and backward to. A few minutes ago, you saw one such example, that of headings, and you may recall that to move to the next heading, you would press the letter H for heading. To move backward, you press Shift with H. There are a number of other commands out there, so let's start with one of the most interesting elements on web pages, links. A link is a text, a bolded text you can click to go to different parts of a web page. It could be same within the same document, it could be same web page in a given site, or to entire site around the world. So to move through links, you can use tab key to move through links, like I'm still at the NVDA project webpage.
Search. Search landmark. Donate graphic link. Navigation landmark list with 7 items. Home visited link. About link. Download link. Documentate. Recognition. Support link. Development. Out of list main landmark NV access link. About link. Download link. Extra voices link. Support page link. Development visited link. Donation to ABC TV's new inventors link heading level.
And so forth. So what I'm doing is I'm pressing tab key. The first thing you saw was search box. So I move back to the top of the page.
Banner landmark.
Control home. Well, to move by links themselves, you would press the letter K for L-I-N-K. Let's try pressing K.
Donate graphic link.
Next.
Navigation landmark list with 7 items. Home visited link. About link. Download link. Documentation link. Recognition link. Support link. Development visit. Out of list main landmark NV access link. About link. Download link.
As you notice that we actually skipped the search box. Whereas using tab key and shift tab, you can move forward by links and form fields. Whereas using just K key, you can move from link to link. Now, you saw briefly that there is a command to move by heading. And then I also mentioned that web pages could have a varying levels of headings. It could be a huge heading level 1 text, followed by a number of heading level 2s, heading level 3s, all the way down to heading level 6. The generic way to move by headings is H key and Shift H key, as you recall. And there are dedicated keys to move to a specific level of a heading. And as part of the heading announcement, it will show you, it will tell you the heading level, like heading level 1, heading level 2, etc. To move through headings, you use numbers 1 through 6 on number row. Let's see, if I press number 2, let's try to find any level 2 headings.
Main landmark video, NVDA on ABC TV's new inventors link, link to this section heading level 2.
Number 2 again.
Sponsors link to this section heading level 2.
Number 2.
Contact link to this section heading level 2.
Number 2.
News link link to this section heading level 2. No next heading at level 2.
Oh, done. So there's no more heading. How about let's try heading level 3.
NVDA 2012.3.1 NVDA 2012.3 NVDA 2012.3 RC 1 NVDA 2012.3 Beta 3 NVDA
and so forth. And if I press shift with number 2.
News link link to this section heading level 2.
Again shift number 2.
Contact link to this section heading level 2.
Shift number 2.
Sponsors link to this section heading level 2.
And so forth. So you would use the number rows 1 through 6 to move to each level. And then you shift with them to move backwards.
Bannerland.
The next element is related to emerging standards that are employed by increasing number of websites, and that is landmarks. A landmark is a field where it shows you kinds of sections that are out there on the websites. Such as for Google or search engines, you see search landmark, content landmark, navigation landmark, and so forth. And you may have briefly heard some landmarks on the NVDA page as well. To move to landmark, you press the letter D for L-A-N-D mark. So press D.
Search landmark search. Edit search.
Go to the search section. D again.
Navigation landmark list with 7 items. Home visited link about link download link documentation link recognition link support link development.
D.
Out of list main landmark. Welcome to the home of NVDA. Link to this section heading level 1.
And D again.
Navigation landmark list with 5 items. Logged in as Dacker logout link preferences link track.
NVDA KOR. That's my NVDA username. D.
Out of list content info landmark NV Access logo graphic NVDA is developed by NV Access link. And or no next landmark.
No more. So to move backwards, I'll press Shift D.
Navigation landmark list with 5 items logged in as Dacker logout link. Out of list main landmark. Welcome to the home of NV. Navigation landmark list with 7 items. Out of list banner landmark search landmark. NV. Search NVDA logo graphic visited link. No previous landmark.
We're done. So visited. There are a number of landmarks out there. Landmarks are pretty much useful if you want to know the section of a web page you're accessing. So it will be a useful tool to find out where you are at in addition to headings. Headings in some cases doesn't really show you like where you are, except if the headings are nicely worded if headings are used as section headers. And then landmark is pretty much useful when you want to specify where I'm at, so find out which section of the web page I am at, such as navigation, content info, etc. There is a handy command which you'll meet next that will show you list of links, headings, and landmarks. And you'll meet that command in the second half of this tutorial, not this first part, but the second part file. Next, we'll go through other elements. This setup of elements corresponds to things you can use to interact with a web page. To give a demonstration of that, I'll go to Gmail website.
Context. Enable NVDA Windows Internet Explorer unavailable. Address and search using Bing Edit Alt D. Selected www.gmail.
Okay.
Dot. Selection. Selection removed.
There we go.
Username edit. Blank.
So I'm at the Gmail website. Gmail is a Google's email service.
Password blank. Star. Sign in button. Winamp toolbar dialog.
What the?
Pain. Winamp toolbar. Unknown. Winamp toolbar dialog. Pain. No next. No pre. Pain focused. Update ready to install document. No next. No text update okay. Ready to install. No object. Graphic HTTP. Text our latest version includes improved stability.
Okay, I don't want
Gmail
that.
Inbox Windows Internet Explorer. Gmail in- link search link. It.
Okay, I don't know how the toolbar got there, but in normal circumstances, you need a Gmail inbox. Now, as you can imagine, when I mention the word interact, you might recall that I used it before. And I used it in context of edit fields. And edit fields are one type of form fields. So in this segment, we'll talk about shortcut nav keys to move between form fields. Generally, if you want to move through all four fields, regardless of type, you will press the letter F for form and Shift F to move backwards. So I press F.
Search edit.
Search box to search for emails.
Search mail button.
Search mail.
Search the web button.
Search web buttons.
Archive button.
Archive.
Report spam button.
To move it to spam.
Delete button.
To delete the selected emails.
Combo box collapsed more actions.
Combo boxes.
Go button.
Go.
Checkbox not checked. Checkbox not checked.
And so forth. As you may notice that we're moving to different kinds of form elements. Let's discuss them now. So,
links are,
the first thing you saw was
search edit.
Edit box. An edit box is a field where you can type in text. And when you type in text, after you press enter on a single line edit box, it'll be processed by the website. In some instances, you hear search multi-line or edit field name multi-line. This means that you can type more than one line to text, especially such as compose form or other message type websites. The next is
search mail button.
A button is a text you can click to activate certain things, such as submitting a form, canceling something, and searching, etc. Next was
archive report spam button.
After that,
delete button. Combo box collapsed. More actions.
Combo box. A combo box is a list of choices where you can select one of them, like a menu item.
Go button.
Next to that,
checkbox not checked.
Checkbox not checked and checkbox checked. A checkbox is a check mark that you can check for further actions, such as checking list of email, checking from a list of choices and whatnot.
No next radio button.
There's no radio button here. A radio button is a circular circular image that you can click or press enter or press space on to activate that particular choice or choose something from a list of short choices. Checkboxes are yes or no, true or false. As opposed to that, radio buttons are choosing from answer A, answer B, choice 1, choice 2, choice 3, etc. Choosing one of them. Checkbox could be on or off, whereas radio button could be selected or unselected. One, in most instances, on all radio buttons, only one item can be chosen at a time. So, at least in terms of Gmail website, to move to the edit field, at least the search field, you press the letter E. This applies to any edit fields you find on websites, such as Facebook, Twitter, and news websites, and so forth.
Search edit.
So I pressed E, and you heard search edit. And as you may recall, to type text, you would press enter to activate focus mode and type in something. And then you press enter to activate the first button, or press NVDA space or escape to exit back to browse mode.
No next edit field.
No more. So then I press shift E to move backward through list through edit fields.
Link search.
So let's try going to certain buttons. To go to next button, you press B for button.
Search mail button. Search the web button. Archive button. Report spam button. Delete button. Go button. Archive button. Report spam.
And so forth. So move backwards.
Archive button. Go button. Delete button. Report spam. Archive. Search the search mail button.
Press shift B for button. For combo box, press C.
Combo box collapsed. More actions. Combo box collapsed. More action. No next combo box.
No more. And press shift C.
Combo. No previous combo box.
And we're done.
Links.
So that's no more combo box. C is combo box, and then shift C is previous combo box. For checkbox, you will press X. X for check B O X.
Checkbox not checked.
Then press X.
Checkbox not checked. Checkbox not checked.
It will show you checkbox not checked, checkbox checked, etc.
Checkbox not checked. Checkbox not checkbox not checked.
Press shift X.
Checkbox not checked. Checkbox not checkbox checkbox not checkbox not no previous checkbox.
At least in terms of Gmail website, checkboxes are next to email themselves, email messages themselves. So you select some of them to move it to somewhere else. There is no command to show all forms in one list. You cannot do that. But then you, by using F key, you will get a glimpse of all the forms available to you on a web page. So, the next set of items is related to lists.
Address.
To give an example of a list, let's go to
selection K.
Oops, typed wrong.
Selection removed. Pane.
You may be familiar with this website.
Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia Windows. Address. Out of list main landmark jump to. Link now.
If you don't see the web page load and start reading automatically, you can press Tab and Shift Tab to move back to the list item, back to the web page item, well, web page actually. Next set of commands are used to move between lists. A list is a collection of items that shown on a web page. It could be list of prices. it could be list of names, or it could be list of steps to do something. There are generally two kinds of lists out there on websites. One is called order list, where you have 1, 2, 3, etc. numbers in front of the list items. As opposed to that, there is an order list. That is, an item is preceded by a bullet on a typical list. Let's read some Wikipedia webpage.
Welcome to Link Wikipedia. The link free link encyclopedia that link anyone can edit. Link 4,152,872 articles in link English. List with 3 items bullet link arts. Bullet link biography. Bullet link geography out of list. List with 3 items bullet link history. Bullet link mathematics. Bullet link science out of list. List with 3 items bullet link society. Bullet link technology. Bullet link all portals out of list. Heading level 2 from today's featured article. He is described by early writers such as Link. Folder view list with Wikipedia.
I apologize, I pressed the wrong key. So you heard a number of things. You heard, as you were reading the Wikipedia intro page, at least intro header section, you heard list of 3 items, bullet, 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 list, then list of 3 items, etc. List of number of items indicates that we're at the start of a list, or we have actually entered a list. And bullets would mean on order list, and the list items.
Jump to.
So to move from list to list, regardless of what kind of list it is, press letter L for list.
List with 3 items bullet arts. Out of list, list with L. 3 items bullet history.
L.
Out of list with 3 items bullet society. Out of list with 7 items bullet. That Blaufränkisch link pictured is known as Lemberger and what? Out of list with 5 items bullet. At least 232 people are killed and 131 others are injured in an...
Now, I'm reading the news section. The previous list you saw was did you know, etc. And then press Shift L to move back